7.5 minutes to go. Isn't it exciting? The Stones from Rolled Gold there, Painted Black. James Ross, if you don't know already, is sort of flitting about on deck. He's up the sharp end, the forecastle at the moment, and he's going to talk to our transmitter engineer about what the aerial does. Well, I mean, you know what it does anyway, but he's going to describe it and that sort of thing in just a second.
The Eagles.
Joan Armatrading.
Steve Miller Band.
The Doors. And I've got the transmitter engineer again, but this time not in the transmitter room, but on top of everything, on top of the small building, which is on the boat.
Forecastle.
No, is that the forecastle?
Oh, no, you're on the roof.
On the roof.
Oh, it's the roof of the mess room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, yes, what can I say? What's that thing at the top, capacity cap? What does that actually do?
As I say, that's effectively what's known as a capacity cap to make the aerial effectively taller than it really is, and it already is pretty tall. In fact, it's what, about 160 feet tall?
Yeah. That's 40 meters or
perhaps 50 meters, shall we say?
Yeah. That's something wave, isn't it? A quarter wave or a half wave or something like that.
He's trying to be clever and say it's something wave. Quarter wave, is it?
Well, it's not far off a quarter wave.
I see. Why does it have to be actually taller than it is? Why have we got that capacity hat on the top? On the spot.
I know the answer.
In fact, I believe what happened about a year ago is the top section fell off.
Yeah.
And sort of a repair was done, and that was decided to be the best method of repairing it.
But why does it actually have to be?
To get this quarter wavelength.
I see.
It's the best height for an aerial.
Right.
To make it more efficient. There are millions of sort of guy wires all over the place. Quite impressive.
Sorry about the wind. Right at the bottom of the aerial is a thing that looks rather like a Dalek. It's got lots of little hoo jars and whatsits, and that is what is basically known as the feeder. It's how tall? About 3 feet tall?
It's the insulator.
Yes, it's a sort of a porcelain insulator, like you'd find on a one of those electricity pylon things.
Yeah.
And it goes to the bottom end, is connected down into the transmitter room to the transmitter outputs, and the top goes into the feeder, and that goes up a long wire right up to the almost the top of the aerial. Sort of,
is there any reason for it being so tall? Is that so the water won't get at it?
Yes, and we have to clean it every so often to prevent salt water and so on from making it dirty, and then we'd have problems with flashing over, nasties like that.
I see.
And mainly to keep it dry and prevent any arcing, flashing.
And when it does actually flash, that's when the transmitter goes click, click, click every 5 seconds.
Yes, quite right.
Right. I think, Mark, that's all we can say about the ship.
Jolly good.
There's not much more I can see. It's getting really windy up here.
Lighthouses and...
Gosh, yes, we can see a lighthouse. So, hello to everybody in the lighthouse.
You can't really see a lighthouse.
Oh, shut your face.
Sorry.
Of course we can.
Spoiling the effect, am I?
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for everything, Mark.
My pleasure.
This has been James Ross reporting.
7 minutes to 6.